the old-fashioned way, they don't let you in. Normally you sit out of the door and you do a lot to prove that you are sincerely yearning. Then they let you in. It's the same here. The guy will give up the idea of the palace and valet parking, and we'll forget about all those nonsenses. We'll seek the advice of a woman to show him the flesh. He comes there and he will first give respect. That's why he doesn't wait the caliph. He stands up and waiting. Suddenly, this is the opening of the gate. He will be transformed. He will find that duality in himself. Then Umar is awake. Now the lesson. First is salam. Means remember, in this school of thought, we don't fight each other. We will never try to convince you. Because if I try to convince you, what will happen? I will be responsible for your actions. Ah, it doesn't work that way. You should be responsible for your actions. Therefore, you should think, you should want this really, then they will give it to you. You should sincerely and seriously ask for it and insist, then they will say to you. That's in salam, means in the healthy state of being, means surrender. When you surrender, then, okay, let's talk. Then we'll answer some of your questions. But you know that we'll not, really. Why we don't?
The questions are inappropriate.
Because your questions are silly. We know that you could invent questions. We had two questions, remember? First thing was how? Second was what? Listen. How? In a way, we could explain. Why? We cannot explain. Why is the serious question you could make? And we know whenever we talk about supernaturality or, sorry, spirituality, you will invent questions and you come to how and why. First, he said, how did this happen? You're talking about the spirit, that beautiful thing which is heavenly and it doesn't exist really in this universe. How did it come down and feel it in me? What was the caliph's answer? Like other stuff that we don't understand. How come that? You don't understand a lot of stuff out there, but you stick to this one because you want to use it as an excuse. We know, no, that's quite simple. God knows us on a spell. Whispers the spell, like water will climb up and will become a cloud. Why does it rain? Ah, God will whisper. Then the cloud will rain. God whispered in the ear of sun. But it became in the moon. How come that? You never question that. But in logical state of mind, or in Greek Roman state of thinking, that is school of thought, mainly you question the spirituality. How come you don't question the other stuff? When you answered all of that, then you will answer you this. This was the first question. Then he asked why. And I don't know, I give caliph said because this guy is on. Somehow, Rumi even didn't bother to bring an answer. He mixed up this man and said, don't be silly, what is this? Why don't you come down to earth and understand? Understand the conflict in you, the necessity of improvement in you. Let's talk about that. The guy accepted, the gate open. This is how we see it. Let's see if Rumi said it this way. First thing, he said that, okay, the guy came from the wilderness of Namur, which I don't know what's what. This translated. The American money that came to the wide desert. Wide desert, no. The Amar Nobur is first of all, it rhymes with another kind of Nobur, which is Nabur, which is coating something, which is wilderness of coating this, coating that, coating that. It sounds like that, but it's written differently. Anyhow, the guy came, and the first thing, look at the second verse. It starts from 1390, and 1391, he said, haha, where is the palace? And where do I park my horse? The first thing of it. Who answered him? The folk. Because now, he is arguing with the folk, with everyone. So everybody told him, oh, it's different here. Everybody knows that the caliph is different. His palace is an enlightened heart, life, John. Qasr Roshan. John Roshan is his palace. Here is the essence of happiness. He is a happy guy, not a rich fellow. Although it's this and that and that, and to see that, you have to take the hair from your arm. You remember my explanation about this? I said, the beginning of book two, you will see this fellow, that's the first story over there, and you say, yeah, this path has a picture in your arm. And that's how you're blinded, and you imagine that there is a moon in the sky, because it's all you, part of you in yourself. So clean up your eyes, then expect to see this sky. That comes later. Anyhow, you said that here, I will explain it. That's cause and effect. Don't think about cause and effect here. You're not talking about cause and effect. We are beyond that. Like Muhammad, like everyone, blah, blah, blah. And at the end, I say, okay, if you believe, because you, the scientist, you believe in this eye, right? You say, when I see it, I believe it. He says, okay, do this. Nothing exists. Everything exists, you don't see it. This eye of you could be shut down just with the finger. So why do you trust this much? We are talking beyond this. What is beyond this? Here, Rumi gave you his famous verses. What is human being to Rumi? You remember he explained this several times, he said, human being is seed. The rest is blood and flesh and things like that. Your vision, the way you see it, the thing that we call nazar. See? Man is eye, 1406. Man is eye, and the rest is skin. Okay, now the gate is open for all the confusions, right? Man is eye. It's not eye, the word in Persian is deep. Seeing, vision. Then, immediately he explained that, and the eye is the one who sees the friend, because we call him our friend, right? On the mean, he does the law, he proves us, deed, honest, and he needed to us. I'll be complicated like this, that okay. To me, sight, human being is the sight, and sight is seeing the friend. Why seeing the friend? Because mainly you are that enemy inside, remember? Last paragraph he was talking about it. He finished, last paragraph was the end of the other story, remember? And he said, the enemy is in here. He said, okay, you know the enemy, but you don't know the friend. To me, sight is seeing the friend. The rest is nonsense. And these words were so beautiful and so fresh and wet, because wet means it has water in it. And in Persian language, wet means beautiful new as well. Because of these words, beautiful word, suddenly this messenger became in sama, means started to listen. Up to here, he was stuck with his beliefs. Here, he changed. When the ambassador of Rome admitted these fresh words into his hearing, he became more full of longing. The word that the Persian is, چون رسول روم این الفاظ تر در سما آورد شد مشتاق تر. Not he listened, he made it like سما. Means he really listened with his heart. Then, you see, step by step, the guy is being improved. In the first one, he did the mistake, they corrected him, and suddenly he started to really listen. Then, he forced that dide, that vision, that sight, to find Omar. He was not trying to find Omar, remember? He was not trying to find Caliph, he was trying to find the palace. Now he realized that no, the Caliph should find. Therefore, he started, but he was looking here, there, without any success, and he thought, how come? How could it be that there is this fellow they talk highly about and I cannot see it? Then the secret is here. He started seeking him to become his bande. I explained to you, bande in Persian language means slave, but really means bonded together. Band is bond. Band is Persian word for bond. You see, he were looking for Omar to become his bonded. His bande, of course, is a slave. Therefore, he will find it. Means this thing that we are talking here, if you are trying to understand this and put it in a good use, maybe you will succeed, but that's not what we are doing. But if you seek this path to be bonded to it, be sure, I'm sure that you will find it. Because if you are looking for this, for the best purpose of this path, therefore you will find it. And we say, Lord Jaram, I have no doubt. Because he was seeking this to become bonded with, I'm sure that he will find it. He found it. How? He saw the woman. Din Arabi Zanira. And he will refer to that, I don't know how he said the Takhim. An Arab woman of the desert saw that he was a stranger. He's not like that. It's very strange the way he would say it in Persian. Din Arabi Zanira Takhim. Takhim means the one who will let you in. Dakhil means inside. Dakhil means the one which will leave you inside. When they go to these holy places, you see they bond a little knot over there, something like that. That thing will become dakhil, because that's the opening of the gate of your wish. Actually, you tie a yellow ribbon around a tree, maybe. You have seen this in all these holy places, Islamic places. They go and they find another piece of shell, dress and thing like that, and they make a knot over there that, okay, I wish this. They got that dakhil, because that will let you in, the place that you cannot go in. Here, that Arabizan, that Arab woman is dakhil, because at the end of the day, the gate is this. Intelligently you should understand this. But the intelligence just will lead you. But okay, go there, you look there.